Blog Talk Radio.
I call your attention to the book of St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 23rd through the 27th verses. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? O ye of a little faith. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea. And there was a great calm. Faith. To see us through the storm. A faith to see us through the storm.
Yes,
sir. I have been very cognizant and very alert to the universal fear that is abroad in our world today. I have been reading stories in Times Magazine, in many other of the national magazines that deal with the danger of the fallout. A great many people are very anxious about building shelters for themselves to shelter them from hydrogen fallout. There have been discussions across our land as to what to do if you happen to build a bomb shelter and word is heard that a bomb has fallen, not too far to be out of danger. And of course, you rush with your family into your shelter, and you find your neighbors in panic at the door to break in, to shelter themselves from that danger. There have been two or three positions taken. There have been two or three views expressed. One man said that he thought that it would be immoral to shut your neighbor out if you found him in panic at the door of your bomb shelter, or to reserve it exclusively for yourself without a willingness to share it with your neighbors. Another man said, well, no, if you went to the expense of building this shelter for the protection of yourself and your family, no one else has the right to invade the privacy of your bum shelter any more than they have the right to invade the privacy of your home. And if someone attempts to break in upon you and your family and endanger you and your family to the danger of the fallout, you have as much right to shoot him as you would anybody that was trying to break in your house. Now, we're not going to try to settle this controversy tonight. We're simply pointing up these views. And feeling have been so strong on this issue until some people are constructing bomb shelters with machine guns and booby traps already a part of the total setup. Now, there is fear of communism engulfing us, especially since it has taken over China, the greatest manpower pool in the world, over 600 million people, and Poland, and Hungary, and North Korea, and recently Cuba. All of this anxiety amounts to fear. I understand that there are so many people that are anxious and upset for one reason or another that our provisions in the state of Michigan for the feeble-minded is completely inadequate. We have a long line of people waiting to get in. People have lost their minds and have become neurotic and have become anxious and upset. I want to say to you tonight, and in my saying, I want to quote the words of Jesus. Why are ye so fearful? Oh, ye of a little faith. Another evangelist reported that he said, why is your faith?
Yes, sir.
Now, it seems to me that in seeking retreat, Jesus embarked upon a little boat manned by his disciples. Having a heavy schedule of preaching and serving and teaching, he was tired and fatigued. And upon embarkation of that little ship, he retreated to the rear of the boat and lied down to find, you understand, resuscitation. Lied down seeking rest and recreation. For after all, as divine as he was also human. He was human enough to get sad, human enough to cry, human enough to get hungry, human enough to seek the guidance of his Father through the media of prayer. And so while he slept, the cosmic phenomena became disturbed. The clouds began to assimilate. The thunder began to roll in the distance. The lightning began to write its mysterious language upon the black bosom of the clouds. while he slept. I don't believe you praying with me.
Go ahead.
And those men who were familiar with the waters of the Red Sea, those men who were experienced and had been out on many occasions, felt at first adequate to the task and the challenge of piloting the boat that they were on. But the wind became more severe, and the waves became overwhelming. And they, along, discovered their inadequacy to cope with the storm in which they found themselves. And it seems to me that men rarely feel the need of Jesus, rarely feel the need of God, until they find themselves face to face with the inevitable, and face to face with a challenge that they cannot handle. But I think we all seek divine aid sometime before the storms rise. I believe we ought to get up some morning when there are no pains in the body, when you can pay your rent, and when you can take care of your bills, when there's not a single trouble to roll across your peaceful breast. You ought to say, Lord, I'm not asking for anything special. Just thank you for what you have been doing. I believe you ought to do that sometime. You ought not to wait until the storms rise. You ought not to wait until you find yourself faced with a challenge that you feel is too much for you before you seek divine aid. Nevertheless, one of them went back and shook Jesus and said to him, Master, Master, carest thou not if we perish? Master, the winds are blowing in hurricane proportion. Master, the waves are leaping in. Master, we find ourselves incapable of piloting successfully this vessel. Master, the thing has gotten out of hand. Don't you care if we perish? Danger is imminent. Danger is all around us. Master, don't you care? This isn't a peculiar experience for me. For in my life and in my experiences, I have become face to face with problems that seem too much for me. And I have wondered, did he care? I have wondered, in the face of these problems, would he come to my rescue? I have reached out firm in faith and in prayer, and sometime I felt that I couldn't reach it. I recognize the anguish in their cry. I recognize the frustration in their cry. I recognize the feeling of helplessness in their cry when they said, Master, don't you care if we perish? But listen, my brothers and sisters, fortunate for them, Jesus was on board. Fortunate for them, Jesus was in reach. Fortunate for them, Jesus was available. And of course, he arose. And while in the midst of the fury of the storm,
He turned to them. He wasn't panic-stricken. He wasn't too disturbed. He first turned to them and said to them, "Why are you so fearful? You have been with me. You've been walking with me. And you've seen demonstrations of my power. Why then are you so fearful? And how is it that you have no faith? I told you that God loves you and that God is concerned about you, that he watches over the sparrow that flies, and that you are so important that every strand of hair on your head has been numbered. Why then are ye so fearful?" I'm afraid that we very often feel like these disciples. He calmed the storms for them. He calmed the waters. And they looked at him, marveling, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the water obey him?" I want to say to you tonight, those of you who might be listening to me, that I believe that every one of us are sailing, as it were, in a vessel. That every life is a vessel upon this restless sea of time. And somehow we've all been made pilots of our own vessels. And whether we want to or not, we've got to sail the seas of life. And you are in charge of the vessel of your life. And as you go out holding the helm of your life in your hand, and as you encounter the inevitable storm in life, great God, somebody has said that in every life some rain must fall. But I want to add to that, in every life some wind must blow. And in every life some storm must rise. Great God, in every life, great God, fear and hopelessness will arise. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, but as you navigate the vessel of your life, as you try to pilot yourself through the storms of life, remember, whenever fear overcomes you and whenever your faith dwanes, remember that Jesus is always available. Oh, Lord. Oh, great God. Yes, we do have many kinds of fear. Yes, we do. Many of us are afraid that we will not be able to meet our responsibilities. Oh, Lord. Some of us are afraid that we will not be able to meet the obligations involved in rearing and educating our children. Great God. Some of us are afraid that we are going to lose our home. Some of us are afraid that we are losing our health. Oh, Lord. Some of us are afraid for political things or economic things. But I want to say to you tonight, Jesus is available. Yes, he is. And he's on the vessel of your little ship in life. Yes, he is. And I'm just about to say, oh, Lord, don't worry. The storms will rise. Yes, they will. And the wind will blow. And the clouds. Jesus is available tonight. I know he is. Jesus can calm the storm in your life. Can roll back every cloud in your life. Yes, he can. And may the Lord take care of you. He will see you through your song. Just wait a little while. Y'all keep on believing. Y'all keep on trusting. He'll make things right for you. He will calm the storm. He will roll back the dark clouds. I will trust. In my life, I'm going to stay on the move.